Welcome to another CFA Institute Research Challenge podcast. I'm Brian Stipe, Director of the Research Challenge, and I'm joined today by Susan Mock, partner of Mock Creative Services. Susan's a communication trainer, coach, and strategist who has worked with many CFA Institute Research Challenge teams on improving their presentations and is here with us today to share some of that knowledge. Susan, thanks for joining us again. Let's talk about the attire the students should be wearing when giving the presentations for the Research Challenge.
I have noticed that the judges seem to like teams where everyone is more or less dressed in a similar fashion. For example, you don't want to have one person a little bit more on the casual side. I think that conservative is the way to go. You are talking to people about investing millions, if not billions, of dollars. You want to look really highly, highly professional, and I think to err on the side of the conservative side. For women, I think the way to look is pretty, and for the men, I think the way to look is handsome. And everybody across the board, business, suit, interview kind of attire, because you really are at an interview. There will be people on the judges panel as well as in the audience who very well might say, boy, she's a winner. I really want to hire her. So you really are at an interview, and I would err on the side of being conservative.
Susan, can you define conservative for our audience?
Brian, this is a culturally sensitive issue because in Asia, black is okay. And in fact, when I was in Japan, I saw that businessmen and business women all wore black. In my opinion, navy blue is the color of authority. And women, a black suit is fine, but I would recommend that men wear a navy blue suit or a charcoal gray suit.
Susan, you mentioned the navy blue, charcoal, and also black suits that the students should wear to be conservative. What about the shirts that they're wearing?
I believe that all men look good in light blue shirts or in a blue shirt, and I think it shows up better on television. I don't know about loud colors, but again, I would look through the business pages of the international press, and I would look at how men and women are dressing. And again, this is investment banking. I would really, you want to look very, very conservative. Nothing, you don't want a loud, something one time a student, not in the investment challenge, but in one of my classes at a business school, came in with a tie that had huge sunflowers all over it. And to this day, I'm friends with him. To this day, I don't know whether he was teasing me or whether that was a joke or he was serious. But you want to impress them. You want to make an impression with your brains and your personality, not on what you're wearing. You don't want to look noticeable in that sense. You want to wow them with your brains.
Okay, and if someone wears glasses, is it preferable that they wear, say, contacts if they have them instead, or does that not matter?
You're asking a woman who's been wearing glasses since she was 10, and this is not fair. But when you wear glasses, people think you're smart. If I wore glasses, I would. If a student wears glasses, I think that that's fine. I think that that's a good thing. If you feel better with contacts, great. I really don't think that that would be an issue.
And Susan, what about the female participants? What should they be wearing?
Skirts, not too short, no slits up the side. Women, shoes should be comfortable, nothing too high in terms of heels. You want to look comfortable because you're going to be standing up there. You don't want to look like your feet hurt.
Okay. I've also seen teams coordinate what they're wearing. So they might wear, the men might wear the same color.
Mm-hmm.
tie?
I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
I think that's a good idea. I've seen a team suffer because one of the members, a woman on the team, had a slit up the side of her skirt. Somebody actually made a comment about it.
And that concludes another CFA Institute Research Challenge podcast. My name is Brian Stipe, the director of the Research Challenge, and I just want to thank you for listening to the podcast on how to dress appropriately for the Research Challenge presentations. Please look for further podcasts on the Research Challenge website and also on iTunes.